Chorif Tov, Chorif Bari to everyone. I hope everyone had a wonderful Yom Tov. It's great to be back after Yom Tov. And we begin, of course, with Parsha Bereshit, usually on a short week. And it's a chock-full Parsha to address on a short week. But let's try and relate to some of the broader themes that are basic to our identity as human beings, as Ovdei Hashem, and as members of the Jewish people. The basic first point of Parsha Bereshit is God as creator. And we know that God not only created the world in the past, but as we say in davening, He is mechadesh b'tuvo b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereshis. God continues to sustain creation. The first of the Yud Gimel Ikarim, ani ma'amin be'emunah shelema shehabore, present tense. Yitbarach shemo hu bore u'manhig l'chol ha'borim v'hu levado asa v'osevi aseh l'chol ha'masim. The significance of this on the most basic level is that the world is God's world, as Rashi emphasizes regarding Eretz Yisrael in the first Rashi. And this is the basis of many halachot like that of Yovel, the inability to sell land in Eretz Yisrael permanently, the recognition that it's really not ours, not only the land, but even our very selves are owned by God, created by God, as we say in the Shir Shel Yom for Yom Rishon, the David Mizmor, Lashem Haaretzim Loa, Tevel v'yoshveva, it's all God's. Ki hu al yamim yisada v'al neharot yichoneneha. This great God who created, drives, owns the entire world, empowers man as the greatest of his creations, as opposed to everything created before man, where we're not told God's intentions in creating. When it comes to man, we're told the thought process, right? Nasa adam b'tzalmenikid mutena, there's a discussion. And the question is this unbelievable notion of creating man in the image of God and giving him the higher abilities to harness the world and play God's role in the world of driving the world. As Rabbi Akiva says in the third parak of Avot, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem, man is beloved, he's created no less than in the image of God. And this is why we are so responsible to take people seriously, other people and ourselves, to take our actions seriously. Or as we say in Tehillim Perichet, Hashem Adonenu Ma'adir Shemcha B'chol Haaretz, the climax is that God takes man v'techasreu me'at me'elokim v'chavod v'hadar te'atreu. The danger of the greatness of man and the empowerment of man is that it can go to man's head literally and figuratively, to the point where man says, I don't need God. I should be in charge of myself. Or as the Nachash tells man in Perek Gimel Tos Chava, Ki yodei Elokim, ki biyom acholchem imenu, v'nifkechu enechem, v'yitim ke Elokim yodei tov v'ra. God is trying to keep you from eating from the Eitz Hadaat because he knows that when you do, you'll become like God. God confirms this in the end of Perek Gimel. Man is now someone who can determine right and wrong for himself, and only now do we need to introduce death by separating man from the Eitz HaChaim so that man can be reminded of his mortality, of the fact that he's not God. And the flow of Sefer Bereshis in the Torah is how man's life becomes shorter and shorter in order for man to learn his lesson about the fact that we are not God and we're meant to take our directives from God. And this is why the first of our Bakasha Brachot in Shemona Esrei is Ata Chonein Liadam Dat Chaneinu Miyitchadei Abina V'Haskel, the recognition that it comes from God, the importance of bowing at Modim. Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Tet Zayin says that a person who doesn't bow at Modim, his spinal column turns into the snake after he dies, the snake who convinced man that he did not need to listen to God. And this is why we have mitzvot and halachot that are meant to remind us of the God above us, our limitations and dependency of it, even over our own bodies that we're responsible to protect because they are not our own, to make brachot before we eat food, to recognize God's control over the world and over us. And of course, the best expression of this in this week's Parsha is Shabbos, where we cease our own work based on the pattern of how God worked and ceased his work as a recognition, expression of recognition that our work is a continuation of God's work and not in a vacuum. This is the overarching theme of Parshat Bereshit and really the backdrop to the Torah as a whole, which we need to remember as human beings, religious people, Ovdei Hashem, and the Jewish people. Everyone should have a wonderful winter.